Back here on the Mackey Motors tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Carroll Tigers home for a second straight week as they entertain Humboldt here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM KCM. Joining us right now is Tiger head football coach Craig Rowetter. Coach, appreciate you joining us. How you doing on this Friday evening?
You bet, Jeff. A little bit warmer than it had been the last couple, so it's a little different there. I prefer the hoodie weather, but you knew it was coming at some point. We can't get through a football season without 190-degree day.
Yeah, and you guys have had a little bit warmer during the week. Did that impact anything in practice?
No, just our, in reminding the kids to hydrate and make sure they're getting plenty of good food in, and just to try to avoid any cramping situations and stuff like that, but hydration will be key.
Good week of practice then. I'm guessing this group really, really focused.
Yeah. They, we've had opportunity to see Humboldt on film already with Spencer being a common opponent. So we kind of had a little bit of an idea of what to expect, and, they run kind of a similar offensive set as what we do. So we've had practice against that, and defensively, they've run kind of a 3-3 stack, which is different than we've seen so far, but really similar to what Sioux Center ran a year ago. So there's some similarities, but a new opponent. We haven't played them for quite a while, and I think it was 2018 or 2019 or something the last time we played them. So it'll be fun. They were in the state finals last season, so it's going to be a good challenge.
Yeah, you do lead the series with them since 2014, 4-0. And as you said, 2019, the last time you played them, you won 45-6. But what did you see when you watched them on film, especially against Spencer?
They can spread you out. I mean, it's still they're a good 50-50 mix as far as run pass. But the quarterback, it's his first year at quarterback for him. They graduated a 3A state player of the year last year at quarterback, so they had a quarterback spot to fill, and he does a nice job extending plays. He'll use his feet to, I don't know if I want to say really sprint out, but he'll get to the edge and he might even reverse field and go the opposite way, and the receivers do a nice job coming back to him though. So it's it's offensively, it's kind of like some of the formation stuff that we do. But the quarterback definitely likes to extend the plays, and it's going to, put a lot of pressure on our coverage guys.
You guys have some good athletes up front defensively, able to, I'm sure the key is going to be keeping him in the pocket then.
Yeah, we're just not going to have to be able to, or just kind of focus on not getting too far upfield, and then just making running lanes for him. We took advantage of that a little bit last week against Spencer with Camden King, found some nice, if they want to drop everybody back in coverage and one defensive lineman gets too far upfield and makes a nice little crease and you can get out and scramble, and that's what we can't afford to let them do. So we'll still contain on the edges, but we'll just have to make sure on those inside guys don't get too far upfield just to make those running lanes.
You said they run a similar offense in a way to you guys, but the McIntyre kid hasn't really touched the ball a ton. What do you see as him as a running back?
He's just a good athlete. I think he got a little ding the first game against Spencer. According to the Spencer coaches, he got a little cut above his eye with his helmet or something. So that took him out for about a half of that game. But just a good athlete. I mean, as a sophomore, he was getting carries last year in their playoff run. So he's, has some good speed to him, can catch the ball out of the backfield. I think he's tied for their second leading receiver as far as catches go. So, kind of a dual threat kid, kind of similar to what we have with Adam Malik in our backfield, kind of a similar type kid.
Defensively, they gave up 35 to Spencer, but you were saying some of that wasn't really the fault of the defense. It sounded like Spencer scored some with their defense to kind of make that game open up. How good is that defense you're going to be facing?
Yeah, or the Humboldt defense was the one that, so they're quick. They got a little bit different as far as their stack linebackers or kind of their offense, some of their offensive guards. So it tells you kind of how athletic they are up front offensively. But they fly to the football. They got two pretty solid bookend defensive ends. Running that three man front, you have to. But you know, their best guys are their front three and their Mike backer, and they kind of make everything else click. And the corners and safety sit back quite a ways just to not give up a big play. So, you know, we'll have to be patient and definitely pick our spots, because if one turnover can turn into two and three really quick against their defense.
Coach, you mentioned Camden King kind of finding some running lanes the other night. How have you seen him progress through week one, week two, now as quarterback taken over this year?
Yeah, he came quite a ways from week one to two. You know, as far as we kind of talked to him about trusting the pocket more, trusting those guys in front of him and staying in the pocket a little bit. But then when the opportunity comes, you know, you can take ease. He's one of our fastest kids we have, so he has to be able to utilize his legs too. And I thought his reads were good. You know, we just had a couple missed shots, but we kind of opened up the game with hitting him some underneath routes to the running back and some of the shorter stuff just to get some confidence going. Once you see your receivers catching the ball a little bit, you know, it gets you going. And I think we'll have some opportunities tonight too to kind of, as long as we're making the right reads, which he's shown a good week of practice. You know, I'm interested to see. I think he's going to make another big jump here in week three.
Adam Malik's had a good year running the ball. You also mentioned that pretty good receiver coming out of the backfield with their three stack. How does that match up to being able to use him the way you want to?
Well, it's kind of those 3-3 stacks are designed kind of to stop more so the spread offenses. So we'll have to test them with our run game and see if we can get them to creep those defensive backs up more towards the line of scrimmage and then, you know, set up the play action pass and some of our passing stuff. But if they can stop our run game with just six guys up front and they can keep their safety at 12 and corners at 10, you know, it's going to be a challenging night for us. But we'll try to, almost like every week, you know, establish that run game to try to get those guys creeping up and then see what we can do with their play action game.
How do you like how the offensive line is gelling together? I know you've had to make some changes.
Yeah, that's kind of been a pleasant surprise. You know, it's I think I said it last week, you know, so far both our weeks one and two, you know, take the opening drive and put points on the board. Over at Gilbert with nine new starters on offense, we had a 14 play drive, no penalties. It ended up in a field goal, not a touchdown, but if you would have told me that before the season, I would have probably taken that as far as just seeing it click like that. And last week too, we're down early 7-0 and offense doesn't panic. We just respond with a nice 7-play drive that ends up in the end zone. And, you know, so that they're starting to, I think, come together as a group. We're still moving a couple pieces around and have a couple pieces that will probably be coming back. And, but as a whole, I've been really happy with the offensive line.
Coach, I know this group coming in very confident, should be. I think they know they're a good football team. I think I told you during the commercial break, I think you guys win the district this year. But you're sitting 0-2. Does this group need to get a win tonight to kind of maintain that thought of that they know that they're a good football team?
We want to win every week, so it's kind of that we need it. We want it, but I think our guys, the nice thing about our guys is they're also well-informed. They, even before the season, they knew what the schedule was like. I mean, you look around the state, you have Harlan and Lewis Central who are always ranked, and they're both 0-2 right now, going to play week three to see who gets the first win of the year. I would have probably been I'm more surprised at that scenario than, you know, I am ours. And, but no, it's far from panic mode. It'd be one thing if we were getting shut out or, you know, getting blown out by four or five scores, but with, you know, being one score games, having the ball, having a chance at the end against two teams that are in a class higher than us, and they were both district champions a year ago. You know, there's no moral victories, but I think our guys are still confident in what we're doing, and they know we're a good football team.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time here in the Mackey Motors tailgate. I'll look forward to coming down on the field and catching up with you after the game for the New Way Auto Group scoreboard show later on tonight, and, of course, catching up with you on Saturday morning as well. So thanks for all the time. Best of luck tonight.
You bet, Joe. We appreciate the coverage, and go Tigers.
Head coach Craig Rowetter again with the Carroll Tigers, back with more of the Mackey Motors tailgate. Brett Lux joining me for the coverage next, right here on KCIM, part of the CB Sports Network.